dream. A series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during sleep. In today's 26th podcast, I bring you a wolf's dream.
Whatever I say goes. I'm constantly on the move, watching my back. I take care of the pack by organizing the hunts and fighting off the threats to the pack. I eat first and am often left alone. I sleep with one eye open, always surveying my environment. I can never be too careful about where my next challenge will ever come from. I've been alive now for 7 hard winters. I've lost a number of family along the way. I haven't lost any friends, since you need to have some in order to lose them. Every male in the pack is a potential threat. They are all just waiting for me to show some weakness so they can make a move. There isn't much that I wouldn't do to protect the pack. With all that being said, I have started having dreams at night. It started a few weeks ago while we were searching for a new water source. I saw a dog and a pack of two-legged creatures. The dog did not fear them. In fact, he seemed to be part of their pack. There was one two-legged creature in particular that seemed to have a strong attachment to the dog. She was calling to him, and the dog immediately came over. The two-legged creature then rubbed the dog's head. She scratched him behind his ears. The dog then rolled over on his back, and the two-legged creature began to rub the dog's belly. The dog seemed so happy, enjoying the rubbing and the attention that the two-legged creature was giving him. The dog's life seemed so peaceful and simple. The pack leader of the two-legged creatures seemed to have shed his fur and pulled out something from the pelt he just removed. It was then that I saw the food. The pack leader had food stored in his pelt. The dog was the first to eat. The rest of the two-legged creatures sat around speaking to each other and laughing. Not a worry passed among them. We were so close to them, we could have overrun them in a matter of minutes. But I decided not to. There was something there that I did not want to disturb. My dreams started that very night. I see myself as a dog, running along the meadows, fetching a ball that a dark-haired, two-legged creature has just thrown. I am grinning ear to ear. She comes to me and speaks to me in her strange language, void of barks and growls. Yet I seem to understand her. I can feel that she loves me. I have an overwhelming feeling in my chest as well. I can sense that I adore this two-legged creature. I trust her completely. I would die protecting and defending her. She would never betray me, never wait for her chance to get rid of me. I feel a sense of belonging. I belong to her, and she belongs to me. It is a strange feeling, one that I have never felt before. Wolves are not a sentimental lot. We only know strength and safety in numbers. There is not one wolf in this pack that would not betray me given the chance. I understand that feeling. It is survival of the fittest. It is the way of nature. My days are filled with struggles, finding food and water, fighting off rival packs and being careful not to receive any wounds that would lead my pack to think that I am weak. It is the only life I have known for 7 winters. At night, however, I have such wonderful dreams, filled with kindness, loyalty, bountiful food, and so much love. I think that to be a dog would be a wonderful thing. Today, Keanu growled at me. He is reaching his 4th winter. I had started to test his strength. I easily knocked him over and nipped his ear. I am the alpha, and they all need to remember it. If Keanu felt brave enough to question me, there will be others soon enough. Perhaps I am starting to look weak to the others. Most of us don't live past 8 or 9 winters. I know that my days are numbered in one way or another. I plan on staying leader until my last breath, however. I was born for this role and will defend it to the end. We had a good hunt today. We came across a herd of deer. They had let their guard down and we were able to stalk them against the wind. Our scent never made it to their nostrils until we were right on top of them. My pack needs to eat. That I understand. But I didn't enjoy it at all this time. I felt the fear of the deer. I could see the terror in their eyes as we crushed the life from their bodies. I have never felt that before. I actually let a fawn go. I couldn't kill it. It had been born not too long ago and had so much life left before it. I felt something for the fawn. I can't put it quite into words, but it was a feeling. The happiness and joy from my dreams is starting to occupy my waking self. Sarah died today. She had been my mate for 5 years now. She had gotten her paw caught in one of the 2-legged creature's metal traps. I could see the bones sticking out through her skin. The pack was going to leave her behind since she could no longer be of use to them. It is the way of our pack. It is survival of the fittest. There isn't any room for anything else. In the past, I would have done the same. My dreams have changed me, however. I could not leave her behind. I chose to stay behind with her. I said I was going to make sure she can follow us. The truth was, it hurt in a way that I had never felt before. I could see her suffering. I felt her pain. I brought her food, even though she snapped at me. I kept her warm. My 8th winter is approaching, and I can feel the cold starting to settle in. She passed in the middle of the night. She lay there suffering, while I dreamed of the 2-legged creature bathing me. She laughed as she rubbed my fur and made funny shapes. She said I looked cute with a mohawk, whatever that is. That 2-legged creature is more real to me now than the air that I breathe. I awoke with a smile from the memory of my dream still fresh, only to find Sarah's cold body next to me. Time to head back to the pack.
Oh.
choice but end it quickly. I am still the Alpha. It doesn't matter to me now. It's a pointless existence to me now. My happy, beautiful dreams have made my life a nightmare. I'm getting old. I can feel it. The younger males are getting braver, no longer wanting to test me, but actually make a move. I can show no sign of weakness. I can only do what I was made for. My fur is covered in Christoph's blood, the coppery taste of his life force fresh in my mouth. Winning brought me no joy. It was a waste of life. I had to do it this way, or the rest of the young pups would all begin to test me. I have to keep the pack together. That is my role. I saw a group of two-legged creatures again today. They were walking through the woods. Each carried a large stick that they used for balance as they made their way up the rough terrain. I followed them, keeping to the shadows. The voice of the smaller dark-haired one seeming familiar. Her scent was pleasant and also seemed familiar. It was there at the edge of my memory. I just couldn't quite place where I knew that scent from. I heard the pack call to me, so I started to leave the two-legged creatures on their own. I noticed that the smaller dark-haired one was near Jankov's cave. Jankov is a very angry bear with a short temper. I could smell him from here. He was definitely in his cave, and he wasn't happy. Without thinking, I jumped out of the shadows and snarled at the girl. She looked at me, without fear. The taller female screamed, but the little one put out her hand as if to silence the taller female. She was so brave. "He's not going to hurt me," she said, looking into my eyes. I took off after that, not understanding what had just happened. I understood her. I understood their language. As I was running away, I heard the little dark-haired girl say, "He was just warning us about something. We should go." I had another dream again. I can remember some of the details vividly, but others are hazy. I know that I was with my dark-haired girl in the dream. We both seemed hungry and patiently waiting for food. I remember that their pack leader was in front of some type of contraption that could control fire. He had a white cover in front of him that seemed to wrap around and keep him clean. I can't, however, remember what their faces look like. Their voices are also muffled. I do remember hearing the word burger and my tail instantly wagging at it. The smells were heavenly. I also remember chasing an annoying squirrel briefly. Squirrels avoid me like the plague as a wolf, but they seem to enjoy bothering me as a dog. Regardless, I felt happy. The pack leader picked me up and kissed my head. I remember him saying, "Who's a good boy?" as he fed me something. I ate right out of his hands. It was such a good dream. Has arrived. The cold has come, and the first snowfall has started. It is the worst time of year for us. Food and water are scarce. My eighth winter, and my age seems to be catching up to me. I'm starting to feel aches in my muscles. My fur has gotten grayer. I awoke this morning to nervous whispers amongst the pack. Our water source has frozen. This is not good news for us. I quickly put together a scouting party, and we go in search of water. We have no luck in our search. The pack is restless and ready to lay blame on someone. Naturally, that someone is me. I am the leader and in charge of taking care of them. I am the Alpha. I then remember one of my dreams. I remember being by a waterfall with my dark-haired girl. Her name is Yesenia. Jessie for short. I can remember that now. We are by a waterfall in a part of the woods that the pack avoids. It is winter in my dream. I recall Yesenia making a ball out of this falling snow and throwing one at me. She is laughing as she does this. She is playing with me. I am enjoying this game and bark at her and kick snow at her with my hind legs. The water has not frozen at the waterfall, since the constant movement of the water prevents that. I know where that waterfall is, just like I know that Jesse calls me Burrito. It brings a smile to my lips. I tell my pack that I know where there's water. I quickly run off with my pack following me. Near the waterfall, I can hear it flowing. The pack is nervous since they have never been to this part of the woods. Thirst overcomes fear, and they keep up with me. We reach the base of the waterfall, and sure enough, there is all the water that we could ever want. The pack starts drinking, and feeling satisfied, we lay down to take a well-deserved nap. I am restless, however. I can feel something pulling me in the direction of the waterfall. I notice there is a small cave behind the waterfall. I head that way, with Keanu and Gustavo close behind. We notice a blue glow coming from the cave. Keanu and Gus are nervous, but I keep going. I enter the cave and see that the blue glow is coming from a small pool of water. I walk over to the pool and look into it. At first, I see my reflection. I can see how I have aged from the young wolf that I used to be. I continue to stare at my reflection, and something seems to change in it. I think I look younger, stronger. I sniff at the water. It has a sweet smell to it. My reflection continues to change as I drink from the water. I seem to have shrunk in size. My fur has changed color. I now have a coat of blonde, silky fur. My eyes are the same, but I do not recognize the creature looking back at me. I continue to drink from the pool. It tastes sweet and refreshing. I can feel it coursing through my body. I have such a peace come over me. I walk out of the cave back to where Keanu and Gus are waiting for me.
Ha ha!
Mariano immediately attacked me. I cannot fend them both off this time. I will be killed if I stay. I fear that my age has caught up to me. I have gotten too old. I run off with them chasing me. I notice I am running with a renewed vigor. I am able to dodge and weave like I did as a young pup. I can fit under low bushes that should have given me trouble due to my size. The snow continues to fall as I finally lose them. I continue to put distance between the pack and myself. I soon find myself along the trails that the two-legged creatures walk along. I have run a long way, and the snow has sapped my energy. 8 winters is good for a wolf. I guess my time has finally come. I fear that I am bleeding from where Keanu and Gus attacked me. I see a dry patch of ground along the trail that is protected from the snow by the branches above. That seems like a good spot for me to lay down. I'm so tired. Maybe I'll dream of my dark-haired girl one more time. That would be good.
How much further do we have?
We're almost there. The car should be just over the hill.
Can we have some hot chocolate while we're decorating the tree?
Of course, my angel.
Daddy, what's over there?
Where?
It's a dog.
You're right, Jesse.
It's okay, boy. I'm not gonna hurt you. His eyes look so familiar. He feels so cold.
Here, wrap him in this blanket.
He looks like a burrito in this blanket.
You're right, he kind of does. We should get him out of the snow. Let's take him home and see if anyone is missing a dog that matches that description.
What if no one claims him?
Well, Mom's not gonna like it, but I guess we have ourselves a new member of the family then.
I can't wait to get him home. I'm going to give him a bath. I bet he looks so cute with a shampoo mohawk.
If I didn't know any better, I could swear that dog is grinning. Well, let's get Burrito home. Your mother's waiting for us. Thank you for listening to 26 Podcast. I'd like to thank Yellowstone National Park for providing most of the sounds you heard today. Remember, wolves and bears are wild creatures. While they may be cute, respect them for what they are.